For 7 days after Noah and his family entered the ark, there appeared no sign of a flood. This was a time of triumph to the world outside the ark. The delay confirmed their belief that Noah's message was a delusion and that the flood would never come. They increased their sport and revelry to a high pitch, openly making jests of the manifestations of God's power. Crowds gathered about the ark, making sport of Noah's predictions of a flood.
Come on out of that ark, Noah, and we will destroy you with a flood!
The eighth day appeared much the same as any day. The revelers still shouted insults and threatened violence to Noah and to his family in the ark. All the people were now thoroughly convinced that there would be no flood.
Mother, and you too, Noah, are you now convinced that Noah was wrong?
Yes, but I feel sorry for him. He's just a deluded old man.
I'm sure there will be no flood, yet I would still like to know how Noah made those animals and birds go so orderly into the ark, and how he made that bright light close the ark door.
We'll probably never know.
Unless it was God who did those things.
You still aren't completely convinced.
Stop this eternal bickering, will you, and let's go home. I'm getting tired of all this.
Oh, yes, let's go home.
No. Let's stay a little while longer. I'd like to see what happens when Noah comes out of the ark.
There in the sky! What is it?
But,
oh, it's floating across the sky, whatever it is.
Oh, it's dark, black, menacing.
Oh, it's just another one of Noah's tricks.
It's coming fast. The entire western sky is covered with it.
It's black. Father, what is it?
Oh, I'm scared.
Well, it's nothing to be worried about. It's just another...
Father!
A light flashed across the sky.
It's the flood. The flood is coming. I know it is. Water!
Big drops of water coming from the sky!
The flood! It is the flood! Noah, let me in! The ark! Let me in!
The door is closed, Mother.
Open the door, Noah! Let me in!
Oh, it's too late, Mother. The door is forever closed. That's what Noah said, remember? And Nora. Oh, I'd forgotten about her. Maybe she'll open the door and let us in.
Noah, open the door! Please open the door!
Mrs. Shem! Do you hear me? Open the door. Let me in.
Oh, Nora, let me in.
I'm going to see the priest. He's the one who got us into this. He can get us out.
Darker and darker grew the heavens, and faster came the falling rain. The beasts outside the ark began roaming about in the wildest terror. Their cries seemed to moan out their own destiny and the fate of man. As the violence of the storm increased, trees, buildings, rocks, and earth were hurled in every direction. Above the roar of the tempest was heard the wailing of a people that had despised the authority of God.
The priest wouldn't help me. He couldn't. He's more scared than we are.
We'll be killed!
No, wait. I think there's a way to save ourselves. If the ark is going to ride to safety, why don't we hang on and ride to safety too?
No, there is no safety. We refused salvation when it was offered to us. Now it's too late.
No.
We are doomed.
No, there is salvation. Hang on to the ark, Mother. We'll be saved.
Rivers broke away from their boundaries and overflowed the valleys. Higher and higher rose the waters.
Now, grab hold of the ark and hang on!
Some even tried to break into the ark. Others fled to high places, fastened themselves to lofty trees, but to no avail. The trees were uprooted and hurled into the seething billows. Often, man and beast would struggle for a foothold until both were swept away. Still, the tempest raged on and on. The water rose higher and higher. The rising water reached the ark. Suddenly, it was lifted on the bosom of the angry waves.
Hang on, Mother! Hang on!
I can't hang on any longer! The rocks and...
Others, too, were swept away from their hold on the ark as it collided with rocks and trees. A few people fled for safety to the loftiest mountains. From there, they looked down upon a shoreless ocean. Now they longed for the opportunity they had shunned. Now they pleaded for just one more call to salvation from the lips of Noah. But the sweet voice of mercy was no longer to be heard. Their pleadings finally ceased. The waters rose to engulf them.
As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.